All right, so today we're diving deep into meme coins.
Specifically ones on Solana.
Yeah, Solana-based tokens, and specifically the ones that could potentially bring those massive 100x returns.
Absolutely.
We're going to be using an article by AvAI on Medium as our guide for today's deep dive.
Sounds good.
Now, meme coins are risky. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
But this deep dive will hopefully equip you with the knowledge you need to maybe spot those hidden gems.
So that's right before they explode.
So let's start with what a 100x return actually means.
Yeah, what does that really mean?
I mean, it's the dream, right? Turning a small investment into...
life-changing money.
Yeah, exactly. Life-changing returns. But it's a little bit like stepping onto a roller coaster.
Oh, it is definitely a wild ride.
Blindfolded.
Yeah, you got that right.
Get your hands in the air.
Extreme volatility, for sure.
Yeah?
You know, remember the whole PEPE coin phenomenon?
Uh-huh.
It just skyrocketed, but then crashed back down just as fast.
Yeah.
These meme coins, they're kind of like shooting stars.
Yeah.
You know? Brilliant, but so unpredictable.
Okay, so how do we avoid getting caught in one of those crashes?
Right.
The article talks about filters that we can apply when we're analyzing meme coins.
Uh-huh.
And the first one is focusing on the trading volume and activity.
Okay.
Tools like Dex Screener and Dex Tools come in handy here.
Absolutely. I love using those platforms, especially Dex Screener.
Yeah.
Let's say you see a massive spike in trading volume for a new meme coin.
Oh, wow.
That could be a sign of some early interest.
Okay.
Maybe even from whales.
Uh-huh.
But
there's a catch.
There's a catch. You got to look beyond just the volume and see who's actually doing the trading.
Okay.
It's concentrated within just a few wallets.
Oh.
That's a huge red flag.
Okay.
Could be a pump and dump scheme.
Yeah.
You want to see that activity spread across many different wallets.
Got it.
For it to be a real surge.
It's like the difference between a grassroots movement and a totally staged event.
Exactly.
You want that genuine interest from a large group of people.
Yeah, a diverse crowd.
Okay, so we've got our first filter volume and activity across multiple wallets. What's the next one we should be applying?
So this one's all about riding the wave, but the right kind of wave.
Okay.
We're talking about community sentiment. Remember, hype is the fuel that propels these meme coins.
It's like wildfire. If it catches on in the right communities, the price can absolutely explode.
Yeah, it spreads like wildfire.
So where do we even go to gauge this sentiment? Is it all about Twitter, or is there more to it?
Well, Twitter, or X as it's called now,
yeah,
it's definitely a major hub, especially for tracking discussions around Solana.
Uh-huh.
But you also want to dive into niche subreddits and Telegram groups.
Okay.
That's where the diehard Solana enthusiasts are hanging out.
Yeah.
Sharing their insights. You can often pick up on trends there before they hit the mainstream.
So setting up keyword alerts for Solana meme coins on all those platforms seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
But how do we sift through all that noise and identify reliable voices?
That's the key.
Yeah.
You got to focus on reputable influencers.
Okay.
People with a proven track record.
Yeah.
Look for consistent narratives and in-depth analysis, not just empty hype and promises.
It's like finding a guide in a dense jungle.
Exactly.
They can help you navigate that terrain and avoid the pitfalls.
Right.
All right. So far, we've got two filters in place.
Uh-huh.
Volume and activity with a lot of different wallets.
Good.
And positive sentiment from credible sources.
Okay.
Feels like we're building a solid foundation here to help us spot potential winners.
We are, but there's another layer we need to add to this meme coin evaluation cake.
Oh, I love cake. Tell me more.
This one goes beyond the hype and dives into the core structure of the project itself.
Okay.
Tokenomics.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about understanding the DNA of a meme coin, the blueprint that determines its potential for success.
Tokenomics can be a bit daunting.
Yeah, it can.
Like, what are the key elements we should focus on?
Okay.
To be able to assess whether a coin is, you know, rug pull waiting to happen.
Right.
Or something more substantial.
Let's start with the launch structure.
Okay.
Fair launches are absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
Take a look at the initial token distribution.
Okay.
Is it heavily concentrated in the hands of the developers?
Oh.
That's a red flag.
Right.
You want to see a fair and transparent distribution from the beginning to avoid any potential manipulation.
So fair launch is like a level playing field.
Right.
Everybody's got a fair chance.
Yep.
What else should we be looking at?
Locked liquidity.
Okay.
Essentially a safety mechanism that prevents the creators from just, you know,
running off with all the money.
Exactly. Pulling out all the funds and disappearing.
Yeah, the dreaded rug pull.
Exactly.
So ideally, a big chunk of that liquidity pool should be locked for a certain period.
Yeah, a predetermined period. This shows commitment from the developers, and it gives investors some peace of mind.
Okay, so it's not just about the initial hype. It's about finding projects that have, solid long-term vision.
Yeah, with strong fundamentals.
What's the final piece of the tokenomics puzzle we need to consider?
Decentralization.
Ah,
It's a
yes.
buzzword. We hear it all the time in the crypto space.
Yeah.
But it's essential. You want to see evidence that the project is actually controlled by the community,
Yeah.
not just a handful of people.
Makes sense.
This reduces the risk of centralized manipulation, and it creates a sense of ownership. For everyone involved, look for projects that have transparent governance mechanisms and active community participation.
Decentralization Fair launches locked liquidity. These are like the
They
cornerstones
are.
of a sustainable meme coin project.
Yeah.
It's about finding projects that are built to last.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got our three filters:
Right.
volume, sentiment, and tokenomics.
Sounds good.
But how do we put them into action?
Right.
Like, what tools can actually help us gain that extra edge in this crazy, fast-paced world?
That's where things get really exciting. We've got some
Uh-oh.
powerful resources at our disposal, starting with Ev.ai.
Av.ai.
Yeah, the platform that wrote the article we're using today,
Right.
it's like having a whole team of on-chain analysts.
Working for you.
Yeah, working around the clock just to uncover those hidden gems within the Solana ecosystem.
So it's not just about manually sifting through charts and data.
No, it goes way beyond that.
Okay.
It uses AI to analyze massive amounts of on-chain data
Wow.
to provide real-time wallet tracking smart money signals
Okay.
and insights tailored for meme coins.
So it's like having a superpower
It is.
that helps you see through all the noise and
Exactly.
identify those potential winners.
Before they take off.
Okay, the AI that can predict meme coin
Well,
explosions.
not predict, but it can give you a strong indication.
Sign me up.
Right.
But seriously, tell me more about how this works. What are these smart money signals?
Imagine tracking the movements of experienced traders.
Okay.
The whales, Ave.ai, can pinpoint wallets that have a consistent history of making successful trades,
Oh, wow.
especially in the meme coin space. So when those wallets start accumulating a new coin,
Yeah.
it could be a sign that something big is about to happen.
So it's like having a sneak peek into the strategies of the
Yeah,
pros.
exactly.
Now, besides Av.ai,
Yeah.
are there any other tools that we should be aware of?
Oh, absolutely. There are platforms like Pump.fun and Moonshot.
Okay.
They're like launch pads specifically for new meme coins.
Oh, cool.
They often have filters to help you sort by liquidity, volume, and launch time.
All right, so you quickly identify those promising newcomers.
It's like having a curated list pre-screened based on key criteria.
Okay, so Av.ai for those in-depth insights and those smart money signals, and then Pump.fun and Moonshot for discovering brand new coins.
Right.
I'm feeling like we've got a pretty good arsenal here
Yeah.
to navigate this exciting world.
We are, but remember, no tool can guarantee you a 100x return.
Right, it would be nice though.
It would be amazing.
It's like having a super powerful telescope that lets you see distant stars. Doesn't mean you can actually reach them.
That's right. You still need to analyze each opportunity
Yeah.
and be ready for the unexpected.
So true. It's about combining all these powerful tools with our own, knowledge and judgment.
Absolutely.
We can't just blindly follow signals and expect to make millions.
You got to do your research.
Yeah, exactly. It's a process
It is.
of discovery analysis and managing risk. I
Right.
mean, meme coins are high risk, high reward.
They are.
Well,
So don't get caught up in the hype.
yeah, and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Oh, ever.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part,
We have.
from understanding what a 100x return even means
Yeah.
to the importance of analyzing volume, sentiment, tokenomics.
All the key ingredients.
But before we move on to like specific strategies
Okay.
and real-world case studies, I want to take a moment to really emphasize a crucial point here.
Yes.
Because,
It's worth repeating.
yeah, meme coins are inherently risky.
They are no matter what.
No matter how many filters you apply, right.
How many tools you use, there's always the possibility of things going south.
There is.
So don't let the fear of missing out cloud your judgment.
Don't let FOMO get the best of you.
It's like playing poker.
Yeah.
You need to be strategic, calculated.
Right.
You got to know when to fold.
Sometimes the best trade is the one you don't make.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. With that crucial reminder in mind,
Okay.
let's dive into some specific strategies and real-world examples
All right.
of how to apply these filters
Sounds good.
to find those potential 100x gems.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I am. So before we jump into specific examples, we were talking about the importance of not letting FOMO, you know, drive your decisions.
Right. It can be so easy to get caught up in all the hype.
Especially when you see those crazy games.
Yeah, just flashing before your eyes. Like,
I know, gotta get in on that.
But that's where discipline comes in.
Yeah.
Gotta remember those filters.
Right.
They're your compass.
Your guide. Yeah, in the sometimes chaotic world.
Absolutely.
Let's say you're, you know, browsing on pump.fun.
Okay.
And you see this brand new meme coin. Catchy name.
Yeah.
Maybe a little early buzz on Twitter.
Yeah.
But before you hit that buy button.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Take a step back.
Take a step back.
Do your research.
Okay, so first, I'd probably head over to Deck Screener.
Yep.
Or DexTools.
Sure.
Check the trading volume and activity.
Exactly. Are we seeing a genuine surge or just a few wallets manipulating the price?
Right. We want to see that distributed activity that we talked about.
Absolutely.
Go.
And then you got to dive into that social sentiment.
Yeah.
What are people actually saying about this coin?
Okay.
Are they genuinely excited?
Uh-huh.
Or is it all just hype?
Right. Look beyond the surface.
Yes.
Focus on the insights from trusted sources.
Exactly.
So I'd be checking those niche subreddits, Telegram groups, looking for, you know, those in-depth discussions.
For the real analysis.
But hype can be manufactured.
Oh, it definitely can be.
So how do we know?
That's the tricky part.
Yeah, if it's organic or just completely fake.
You got to use those critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
Look for consistent narratives across different platforms.
Yeah.
Are people excited about the project's utility, the roadmap?
Yeah.
Or is it all just about price speculation?
Right. So we're reading between the lines, trying to understand the motivations.
Exactly.
But even if a coin passes those first two filters, volume and sentiment, we're not done yet, right?
No, we're not. Remember, tokenomics are key.
Okay.
This is how you separate the winners from the losers.
Yeah, the rug pulls.
Yeah.
All right. Time to put on my detective hat.
Let's do it.
Investigate the token distribution.
Okay.
Liquidity and the governance structure.
Those are the big three.
Yeah. What are some red flags that would make me just like...
run for the hills.
Yeah, run for the hills.
Yeah. Well, first, let's start with the token distribution. If a huge percentage of those tokens are held by just a small group of insiders.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a major red flag.
Okay.
It could mean a rug pull is coming.
Right.
Or that a small group controls everything.
And we don't want that.
No centralized control is bad.
So fair launch is essential.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone should have an equal opportunity.
Okay, what about liquidity?
Okay.
How do we know if it's locked and more importantly, for how long?
Most projects will announce their liquidity locking mechanism.
Okay.
On their website or, you know, their documentation.
Right.
You could also use tools like av.ai to actually verify those details on chain.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Look for projects that have locked a significant portion of their liquidity for a decent amount of time, you know, several months at least.
Yeah.
Ideally years.
Okay.
This demonstrates commitment from the team.
Right.
And it reduces that risk of a sudden rug pull.
Makes sense. So I've got token distribution.
Yeah.
Locked liquidity.
Uh-huh.
What about decentralization?
All right. Well, for decentralization.
Yeah.
You want to look for projects with transparent governance mechanisms.
Okay.
Do they have a DAO?
A DAO?
Yeah, a decentralized autonomous organization.
Yeah.
Where token holders can actually vote on proposals.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and influence the project's direction.
Okay.
Are the developers active in the community?
Right.
Are they responsive?
Yeah.
These are all good signs.
So it's about finding projects where the power is shared.
Exactly. Distributed, not concentrated.
But let's be real, not everyone is a... you know, blockchain expert.
Right.
So how can the average person realistically assess all these factors?
Well, that's where those resources like avdiv.ai come in.
Yeah.
They break down those complex concepts into easy to understand insights.
Okay.
So anyone can understand the fundamentals of a project.
So it's all about continuous learning.
Yes.
The more you research, the more comfortable you'll become.
Exactly.
Evaluating all these different opportunities.
The more you learn, the better equipped you'll be.
So it's like building a muscle.
It is.
The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of these filters.
Good.
But can we see them in action?
Yeah.
Can you walk me through like a real world example?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of a meme coin that maybe hit it big.
Uh-huh.
Or crashed and burned.
Yeah, like what happened?
Okay, remember BONK coin?
Bonk coin.
Yeah, it exploded on Solana a while back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
It was a dog-themed coin.
Uh-huh.
With a massive community following.
Oh, wow.
Early investors saw incredible gains, but the price eventually plummeted.
Ah, so it crashed and burned.
Yeah, let's analyze it using our filters.
Okay, so BONK had the hype.
It did.
It had the community sentiment.
Yeah, massive community.
But what about the other factors?
Okay, well, the initial trading volume was huge.
Okay.
Lots of activity across tons of wallets. So that suggested genuine interest.
Okay.
And the community was super active
Okay.
on Twitter, on Telegram,
Yeah.
generating a ton of
So
buzz.
far, so good.
But what about the tokenomics?
Yeah. Was there a fair launch?
Okay, so the launch was pretty fair.
Okay.
Wide distribution of tokens. However,
However.
the liquidity was not locked,
Oh.
which made it vulnerable to manipulation.
Oh, wow.
So as the hype started to fade
Yeah.
and the whales started selling, there was nothing to stop that rapid price decline.
So that's where things went wrong.
Exactly.
The lack of locked liquidity.
Yeah.
It was like a ticking time bomb.
It was.
Even with strong community sentiment,
Right.
initial volume,
Yeah.
the absence of those fundamental safeguards
Yeah, those tokenomics,
proved fatal.
they did. It's a classic example of why you can't just rely on hype.
You got to dig deeper.
You got to look at the whole picture,
Yeah, assess the project.
the foundation,
Yeah, the foundation.
the structure.
So BONK had the volume, it had the sentiment, but the lack of lock liquidity.
Led to its downfall.
Yeah, it's a cautionary tale
It is.
that highlights the importance of a balanced approach.
Right. You need it all.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that meme coins can be super rewarding, but also incredibly risky.
Yeah.
The key is to approach them strategically,
Yep.
using those filters to
Yeah.
reduce your risk
Mitigate the risks.
and identify those projects with real potential.
Okay, I'm really starting to see the power of these filters.
I
It's like
know.
they're giving us a lens to see past the hype and
Exactly.
make more informed decisions.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but I'm
Yeah.
curious, are there examples of meme coins that did succeed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That not only had the hype, but also the fundamentals to back it up.
Yeah.
There are plenty.
Okay.
One that comes to mind is Samoyed Coin.
Samoyed coin. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that one mentioned in the Av AI article.
Uh-huh.
What made it stand out from like all the other dog-themed
Well,
coins?
they did something interesting with their tokenomics. They had this unique burning mechanism
Okay.
that gradually reduced the total supply of tokens.
So it created scarcity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which helped drive up the
And they
price.
had a really strong community too,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Very active community. They were constantly engaging with their users,
Okay.
doing contests, giveaways, AMAs.
So they combined like smart tokenomics with a really vibrant
Yeah.
community.
Yeah, they did a great job of building that hype.
It seems like a good formula
It
for
is.
success in this crazy world.
Yeah, for sure.
Did they lock their liquidity though?
Yes, absolutely. A
Okay.
significant portion of it was locked
Okay.
for a long time.
So Samoyed Coin had the volume, the sentiment,
Yeah.
and the tokenomics to back it all up. It's like they checked all the boxes.
They did a really solid project.
But did they actually hit those 100x returns?
They did.
Wow.
Early investors saw huge gains.
Okay.
And the coin is still doing well.
So it's proof that meme coins can be incredibly profitable.
Absolutely, when they're done right.
It's inspiring to hear these success stories,
That it is.
but I imagine for every Samoyed coin, there are probably tons of others that just,
Oh, yeah.
disappear.
That's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
It's a high-risk, high-reward environment.
Right. But the key takeaway here is that you can increase your chances of success
Definitely.
by using these filters that we've talked about.
Right. Volume, sentiment, tokenomics.
Right.
Those are your guiding principles.
It's like having a treasure map
Yeah.
and a set of tools.
Yeah. To navigate this crazy landscape.
But at the end of the day,
Yeah.
it comes down to our own skills,
It
our
gets.
own judgment.
Right.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of 100x meme coins,
Yeah.
what's the most important message you want to leave with our listeners?
I want them to remember that meme coins aren't just about hype
Okay.
and speculation. They can be powerful tools for community building,
Yeah.
for innovation, for wealth creation. But it's crucial to approach them strategically.
Yeah.
Use those filters
Right.
to separate the winners from the scams and rug pulls.
Right. It's about combining knowledge,
Yeah.
analysis, and a little bit of healthy skepticism.
Always a good thing.
And of course, never investing more.
Right.
than you can afford to lose.
Never.
Well said. The world of meme coins is a wild ride.
It is.
But with the right knowledge and approach, you can navigate it successfully.
And potentially find those life-changing gains.
There you have it, our deep dive into 100x meme coins on Solana.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we hope you found it insightful, informative.
And entertaining.
Maybe even a little bit thrilling.
Yeah.
Remember, knowledge is power, especially in this crazy market.
So true.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and as always, happy trading.
See you next time.